You're listening to SBS News.
In a small conference room on the Gold Coast, newly appointed Census Engagement Manager Sunga Selsby is meeting with community representatives, from police officers to youth workers to refugee spokespeople. She's there with one clear message. The 2021 Census is coming up on Tuesday the 10th of August, and we need every person in Australia to complete it.
So everybody already knows me, but my role in the community is a census engagement manager.
Ms. Selsby understands firsthand encouraging some communities to complete the census is not a straightforward task. She reveals in the 35 years she's lived in Australia after migrating from Samoa, she's never completed the census herself.
Majority of that reasoning was there was always a stigma or a myth behind this was a way that government can track you, this is a way that they can, come into your home and tear your family apart, or, you know, there was just always so many myths around why census happened.
It was only as she began realising how, without data, the Pacifica community on the Gold Coast were missing out on vital services, from youth groups to affordable housing. She felt they were invisible.
I notice there's not that many services available for my community in particular. And so I see the young people that struggle with identity. I see the cultural groups that struggle to be able to get any sort of funding to help.
It's why she applied to become the Gold Coast and Brisbane South Culturally and Linguistically Diverse, or COLD, Census Community Engagement Manager. It's a role that involves liaising with community organisations and migrant services to promote the census before it happens on the 10th of August. Like Ms. Selsby, many more multicultural Australians have been hired by the Australian Bureau of Statistics, or ABS, as multicultural engagement managers nationwide. There'll be thousands more opportunities offered in the coming weeks to help with the national task. Ms. Selsby is only a few weeks into the job, but she's already keen to make a difference.
We need a voice. Everybody needs a voice in the community. Every stat tells a story, and in order for government to listen, they need to know that our community groups exist.
One of the biggest takeaways from the last census in 2016 was how rapidly diversity was increasing. It found nearly half of Australians were either born overseas or had one or both parents born overseas. That's why the ABS has made it a priority to hire diverse representatives like Ms. Selsby, who are already trusted sources in their community, know the language, and are aware of the cultural sensitivities. The director of the Census Inclusive Strategy, Georgia Chapman, says the role of community engagement officers is imperative to understanding what each local community needs when it comes to rolling out census information.
And their role is to go out and start the conversation about the census and understand what's happening at that state and territory level, and help us tailor those bespoke solutions we're going to have to make sure the census is as easy as possible for people to participate in.
Statistics also show Australians from diverse backgrounds are usually less likely to complete the census. Christine Boonstra, who is the COLD Census State Manager in Tasmania, says this is for several reasons and differs from community to community.
Some of the reasons people from COLD backgrounds may not want to participate in census include some very obvious reasons, not even understanding what the census is and the relevance for them. So, for example, if I'm an international student here studying, if I'm a migrant worker on a temporary visa, I may not even know that I have to complete it. So, you know, that's a real challenge.
Ms. Boonstra says one of the other main barriers is language. The census form is written in English and must be completed in English, which can prove difficult for some people. Another is trust. Some people may take issue with handing over their personal information to the government, especially those who've migrated from a country where their personal information can be used against them by the government. Census managers will be working with the community sector using a multi-layered approach as the census test date nears. There will be fill-in-the-form sessions around the country to provide face-to-face support, including at migrant resource centres and community hubs. One of those hubs will be the Multicultural Communities Council Gold Coast, run by Rosalia Veering. She says having staff that already know the community and can speak many languages will be helpful.
If people working within ABS that can speak another language, that already have a positive rapport within their community, it would absolutely be beneficial to collecting data and making sure that the message of ABS census being completed.
Ms. Veering says her team is keen to work with ABS staff to get the best outcome.
So for people that are newly arrived and refugees that have been settling here into Australia, how we are looking at approaching building their confidence in sharing their information around census is letting them know that it is confidential. The information isn't shared with any other government departments. It is really here to help build an understanding of our local communities.
Ms. Veering reiterated information from the census helps non-profit organisations like Multicultural Communities Council Gold Coast, as well as businesses and governments, make informed decisions about what services are needed and where to implement them. Census data is also used by local libraries to understand what languages are spoken in the community, as well as supermarkets to stock products their residents would like. It also helps inform where to hold in-language playgroups too, and even local football clubs use census data to create inclusive sporting programs. For Ms. Selsby, the benefits are unlimited, and she is determined for communities like hers to reap the rewards. But for that to happen, she issued this emotional plea.
This for me is a way to say that if you want a voice, you need to complete the census. If you want the government to listen and notice that our people are existing and we need the help and we need the services, then you need to complete the census and you need to do it correctly.
Amelia Dunn, SBS News.